That one might work. I'm about to Google AI and see what it is to do in San Fran.
Yeah. I like this
there's
song.
There's a lot to do in San Francisco.
I'm sure plenty.
You're going to go with flowers in your hair, Hugh?
No, but listen.
I do think this is a good song. I like it. It doesn't. There's not a big buzz to this come in after wins, though.
It's not quite Eastbound and Down.
It's not. It's more of like a slow pace.
We're
like,
workshopping it.
Yeah, we got time. We got time. All right, 215-592-9494. You find some things to do in San Francisco?
We go to Golden Gate Bridge, ride a cable car, visit Alcatraz, enjoy the lively atmosphere. The fish, that's what it's called, the Fisherman's Market.
Fisherman's Market.
We can go throw the fish.
Fisherman's Wharf, right?
Yeah, we can go throw the fish.
They got the Ghirardelli Chocolate Factory, I think, right?
Oh, the Ghirardelli's out there? Oh, heck.
We might need more than a week. Well, this seems like a lot to do. I mean, this past February, we just went to Burbage Street. I mean, that was kind of simple.
We go to Chinatown.
Okay. Anything else?
I've been to San Francisco.
Yeah? You a fan?
My dad almost got mugged by some small woman in Chinatown.
No, he was not going to go now.
Over some sausages.
Wait a minute. They got
something called... Ask Mr. Quinn about this next time he joins us.
They said the painted ladies... Visit Victorian houses in Alamo Square.
Painted ladies?
Yeah, the Exploratorium. I don't think it's what everybody, when it comes out of my mouth, I don't think it's what y'all think. I think it is.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah, we probably should stop here before we go any further. All right, 215-592-9494. As we look up things to do in San Francisco, I mean, Hugh, we got a while to go, though. We got to finish out this schedule to see if we even get the division or a number one seed. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. Your phone calls, but... I sensed from Topper yesterday that he was listening to our show last week. You know, after the game, we gave high fives to each other. Hugh, of course, the Grinch that stole Fannin was upset about that. But then, I'm listening to Topper on the ride home as he does his post-game press conference after the victory in game number one. And listen to Topper talking about, you know, some people thought we had made no real moves in the offseason. Here's Topper.
You see Romano's confidence kind of going up and up over the last week or so?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's been a lot made of our front office not making any moves this offseason. Well, that's a pretty big move right there. He's been pitching great for us. He was outstanding today. The changeup is really improving. The slider's really improving. First pitch strikes, he tacked the zone. He was really good.
It sounded to me like he was talking to someone named Hugh Douglas who refused to apologize to Dave Dombrowski last week because he said it there. Some people said we didn't do much, but they brought Lizardo in and, you know, the Kepler, and, you know, you refused to apologize last week.
Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. Okay, since Topper's probably listening, Topper, I like you, but you ain't getting no apology from me. I mean, I'm not apologizing for y'all going out there doing your job. And as far as the offseason is concerned, I mean, you made some moves, but not the moves that – we anticipated you to make.
But Luzardo looks like a star.
No, he looks good now. He looks good now. But I'm
sweeper,
just saying.
Fastball.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not apologizing. I'm still not giving an apology. And it's called the Mitchell Brothers Theater, by the way.
The Mitchell Brothers Theater.
Yeah, they made the movie. So it's called Mitchell Brothers O'Farrell Theater.
Okay.
We can go there.
We'll look this up.
Yeah.
We have spent a lot of time today on the Nola situation. The opposite of that is what they're getting out of Luzardo. He looks awesome. I mean, it looks like they found an all-star. It could go down as the best move Dombrowski made since he got here. And that includes...
Took a chance and it's worked out for him. Yeah, definitely. But that doesn't mean that you get an apology for that.
Well, you should, because Topper just said some people think we didn't do anything. Yeah.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right, Top. Just go out there. I know you got a day off. Just win a game.
I don't think he wants an apology. I think he wants you to apologize to Dombrowski.
I ain't apologizing to nobody. Okay. Apologize to me for trying to put my big ass on that windshield wiper thing. Apologize for that. It's not cool.
Did someone sent you an AI photo of a bigger guy in trying to do that?
And that visual alone makes it unsafe. And I understand it. Oh, the ropes are handled. Somebody that big. Nah, we're not about to find out.
Well, I would do it if they asked me to do it. All right, Tim in Swedesboro is up. What's up, Tim?
Tim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Tim, what's up?
First time calling your show. Hugh, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, thank you. You're not a fan of Joe?
I'm a fan of Joe, too, but I'm saying I was a fan of yours.
He means you as a player.
No, I mean, but that's been so... I didn't
have any sacks for the Eagles.
No, I'm just saying, because now I don't even look at myself. I look at myself as a radio host now.
Yeah. So well, plus, like, you know, we did start taking some of those sacks away from you, so
yeah,
you're a little lighter in that department.
You got as many as I used to have.
No, what's up, Tim?
Well, I wanted to touch on with the Aaron Nola situation. I mean, it's like, I like every time I hear he's going to start, I think I have a nickname for this guy, and it's, I think, Aaron O'Nola.
It does fit right now, especially when the ball's flying out of the park. It's like, oh, Nola.
Kyle's not impressed.
No, he didn't like it.
Yes, exactly. It's like, okay, why is it that we go through this? I mean, like, what were we thinking when we gave him this, what was it, $170, $180 million?
I think it was seven years, 172. Yep.
That he was a good pitcher, and you were okay with it.
Mm.
It's just gotten worse, but we were okay. So, we were okay with it.
No, I didn't want to go 7 years, but I did want him back.
No, you're right. You didn't want.
Seven years felt like a lot. Yeah.
But Joe, I agree with you when you said that. You know, if this keeps up, I mean, did I hear you say earlier he has an ERA of 6.16?
Yes, 9 starts, 6.16 ERA.
Okay. That is definitely not starter material. I mean, I hear how like Andrew Painter is buzzing right now. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to see what he can do. I mean, yo, go to AAA, Aaron. Clear your head. Fix your problem.
Something. I mean, something's got to change. Like, Tim, there's a standard, and you're right. 6.16 is not the standard. Like, you know, sometimes a pitcher will be in the upper fours, even a 5 ERA, and you kind of hope they turn around. When that ERA is over 6, and we're a month and a half into the season, it's ridiculous. Tim, how many wins you got for the Eagles?
I'm going to say 13.
13.
Because I'm listening to you guys, like, break down, like, the different games every month, and some of them, you know, like with the Lions, I think that's a bit of up in the air. I think with the Cowboys, that'll be like, you know, okay. Like, I know we're going to raise the banner when we play them week one, and it'll be the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to probably come back. All right, okay. You want to show it in our face? Okay. So I think we'll even that series. Well, I think we'll split that.
Yeah, and typically they do. I think last year was the first time, and Tim, good phone call. I think last year was the first time in like a decade they swept the Cowboys. I mean, as much as we laugh at the Cowboys, usually that's a split. It's not as easy as we just sweep them. And now last year they did.
I ain't got no respect for the Cowboys this year.
Well, I don't think they're very good. But Kyle's made the point this week, and he's right. When Dak plays, they're pretty good. And the Eagles have struggled against. I really think when the season ends, we might look at the two Cowboy games as the tipping point.
Defining moments.
Yeah, if they beat him twice, they very likely could win the division again and be a top two seed. If they split with the Cowboys, that might be the difference between winning the division and not winning the division. I mean, we're going to get to the Commanders games coming up in a little bit, and I know we all probably have a different feeling on how good the Commanders are going to be, but if they're good, Eagles are going to need probably 12 wins or around there to win the division again. Let's get to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, first I want to touch on Aaron Bum Nola. This guy is hold on. First of all, man, I think Mad Mike, man, he getting a little stale with the Mad Mike app because he keeps talking about how bad the Eagles is, how bad the coach is, and how bad Jalen Hurts is, and they done nothing but been to the Super Bowl in two of the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So that whole act is getting kind of stale. Like, I love Mad Mike, but I think you got to kind of switch the character up, my man. Gotta kind of switch it up a little bit.
You're saying Mad Mike needs a different act. Needs to add to the act.
It's not working. It's going to keep being good, and it keeps sitting there being bad. The math ain't mathing.
Well, then maybe he should continue the act.
Maybe it's working for us.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Mad Mike, keep that going, bro. Keep it going.
keep that energy.
Reverse mojo.
Terrence, what are you feeling on Nola?
Nola is a bum. This guy, hey, Hugh, I think Harper could hit Nola right now. Nola is a bum. I think your son could hit him. This guy gives up 6 runs a game. To me, it's a scheduled loss every time he pitches right now. Like, he's not even better than Taijuan Walker. It's embarrassing at this point. We signed this guy. I think he was on a decline even when we gave him that contract. He was already starting to be bad with the clock, the pitch count and all that. So I feel like this guy needs to go down. He needs to go to the bullpen or go down to the minors or do something because Aaron Nola is not a good pitcher. He don't have no confidence. He don't got no swagger at the mound. And I was listening to the broadcast, and they're saying that the St. Louis Cardinals players, they were tipping off at something he was doing on the mound where he was predictable with his pitches. This guy is not a good pitcher right now. I don't know if he's in his head. He hasn't been a good pitcher the last 3 years, I don't think. I don't think he should have got that contract. Right now, he's trash. As for the Eagles, all right, I'm going to get them 13 wins. All right, Joe. Mm-hmm. I know you said we don't got no tomato cans, right?
Mm-mm. Well, they have. I see three tomato cans. I see the Giants twice, and I see Denver, the Raiders.
But look, Denver, mm-hmm. tomato can. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they're okay. They're not that good. The Giants, tomato can. Chicago, I don't think they'll be that good. The Chargers, I don't know. They might be okay. The Raiders, I don't know. We're going to split with Dallas, and we're going to split with Washington. And I feel like we're going to lose to Buffalo because Josh Allen's going to be hard to stop. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're going to, for some reason, I feel like the Rams are going to beat us with that wide receiver combination. And we're still not sure we're at our other quarterback right now. I feel like that's a loss. I feel like we're going to beat Kansas City. So I'm going to say 13 wins right now because it's going to be a fight for that number one seed in the home playoff. It's going to be a fight for that. And who's going to be in that position? I don't know. It's going to be between the Eagles again and maybe Detroit. And we don't know the other team that's going to fall in line. But I give these guys 13 wins. I'm going to hit you 12 to 13, but I'm going to go with 13.
I like it, Terrence. Good phone call. Well, the Eagles do play the other teams that could be in the mix for the one seed, right? They play the Rams, mm-hmm. who I think are going to be good. They play the Lions. They play the Packers. They play the Commanders. Like, they'll have their chance to put their stamp on this and try to get it again. Houston, Terrence there said that Nola was in decline when they signed him, so he's not surprised. So I went and looked. In 2023, they signed Nola after that season, right? They signed mm-hmm. him before last year. He pitched to a 4.4 ERA in 2023. And then since they signed him, right, so last year and then you add in so far this year, he's pitched to a 4.08 ERA. I mean, they kind of are getting the pitcher that they paid at the end, like in total, right? Yeah. He's been bad this year. But since they signed him,
he's been the same.
He's been the guy he was in 2023, which is not that great.
And I tell you what, I mean, and we both know that pitching, you can't have enough pitching. And when you talk about Nola, since I've been here, the biggest thing that has been said about Nola that has been echoed almost every day is you know what you're getting with him.
And he takes the ball every fifth day.
He does. And he's the guy that you look at that you know he's going to be an innings eater. You know, nobody's ever said he's going to be lights out for you. Like, that's been the whole conversation. So the problem right now is he's not even doing that. And that's what, to me, last night, that's what Topper was trying to get him to do when he rode him back out there. He was like, okay, he's had a rough one, but he usually eats good innings for us. Just let him go eat some innings. He couldn't even do that last
year.
Yeah,
and in the past, it was like, all right, he's going to pitch six or seven innings, and it's going to be somewhere between two and four runs, right? Like two on his good days or one on his good days.
Yesterday was just like, it just got out of whack.
We can't have seven runs. We can't have nine runs. I mean, like, that's – you can't win those games.
And I will say this about Nola from what I've seen since I've been here. He tends to bounce back pretty decently after he has a game like that.
He has a short memory.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know – that's a trait in the pitcher, in my opinion, that you got to have, mm-hmm. especially when you're coming off the night that you had last night.
Often I've wondered with him if he even has, like he has a very slow heartbeat. Like, not that he has no emotion, because we've seen him pitch, but I think it helps him in big games. Like, he's pitched well in October because it's just his heartbeat is slow and steady.
Yeah.
But, like, you watch him now, and it just looks like he's just a punching bag out there. I mean, the guy's – it's last night felt like batting practice. When they were teeing off on him, it was rough. Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, what's going on? Great show.
Hey, Kay.
The show, guys. I got two quick points. I don't want it to take up my call. Only thing the Eagles got to worry about is Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. Y'all guys will be fine. Sixers, do not use that pick on anything except a big man of the future. Forget who else is out there, but straight to Nola. I don't think any other athlete in Philadelphia has had this much time to prove themselves and not do it. I mean, Nola's not an ace chance started years ago. He still hasn't proved that to be wrong. He's hit behind the bats the last couple of years. He couldn't even do that last night. It's disrespect to Taiwan that he has that starting spot. I mean, how bad you get yanked in the fourth inning with the bases loaded. I mean, I could see in other years where we didn't have a guy, but you got Taiwan there. Like, something has to be done.
Wait a minute, Kay, real quick. Are you trust Taiwan like that now to put him in the keep him in the starting lineup?
I trust him more than Nola. Nola has showed us year after year that he is not an ace.
Okay,
and it's to the point. I mean, the fourth inning with the bases loaded on a game where our bats are looking good, it just kills it. And I mean, this is going on 5 years of Nola is not an ace, and he's not proved anyone wrong. So I can see if it was 1-2 years, shaky. I don't I don't. What other Philadelphia athlete has been bad for this long without scrutiny? We make so many excuses for him. Oh, he'll bounce back. Oh, he's resilient. He's not a cold weather game pitcher, which is crazy because if we have Game 7 of the World Series in Philly, it's not going to be 80 degrees.
Well, it's not.
That's not.
And Kay, to your point on time, so I'm looking right now. So I think his last really good year was the year they got to the World Series, 2022. He pitched to a 3.2 ERA. Since then, right, we've got two full years and this year. He's made 74 starts, and his ERA is 4.25. It's below average compared to every other major league starter. Like, so he's basically been below average for 74 starts now.
If he's who people who still believe in him think he is, let him be that in the bullpen. Taiwan is coming around. I think you got to ride that train, even though he looks good in the bullpen. He's doing great as a starter. And, I mean, it's not even close to comparing them in starts. I mean, you got to give the guy a chance. We have given Nola more opportunity than any other Philadelphia athlete in any sport to be trash.
Well, I mean, he's made 277 starts here. Kay, we preached the phone call. Look, for his career, he's certainly not trash. Right now, he's pitching like trash. I mean, that we'd all agree with that. His ERA is over 6. Hugh, they've got a problem on their hands. And I know you were serious earlier, but you also were you kind of saying it because it's you knew it would get us going. But the contract's a problem for them.
Yeah.
Because if this is what he is now, what are they going to do?
Yeah. And here's the thing. And I know for you and Kylie, it gets your ire, but that's a fact that factors into the decision.
It's a problem.
It factors into him because this is what's going to happen. Say in a perfect world, Topper goes and say, hey, Nola's killing me. He's probably not going to say that, but I need to get him out of lineup. Somebody that's paying Topper's salary is going to say, yo, dog, hey, you better figure it out. You better help him get better because we just paid him $190 million or whatever it was.
And right, it's not like there's 2 years left in this thing. There's after this year, there's 5 more years left on the contract.
Yeah, so he needs to figure it out. That's why you still roll him out there. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality of it. Just like Ranger doesn't want to go in the bullpen. Just like Taiwan was relegated to the bullpen because he's the odd man out in this situation. You see, he didn't like it, but what can he do? He's not in a position of power right now. And these are the decisions that you have to make. It would be wonderful if everybody was on scholarship and you could make these moves, but that's not the reality of professional athletes.
Well, look, it's complicated now. Just wait till Painter gets here.
Like,
because there's only, for fans, we're going to say, like, how many guys are better than him right now and he's still in the rotation? And we just had someone calling about Taiwan. In a month or so, Painter could be here. How many guys are we going to have better than Nola, and we're just going to keep rolling them out
there? And I tell you what, and here's another reality of it, economics. You're not going to have a $190 million pitcher in the bullpen. Mm. You're not paying him for that.
Well.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
But what are they going to do, though?
They're going to – you know what's going to – worst case scenario.
Six man?
Yes. You're not putting him in the bullpen. If you put him in the bullpen – it's going to be absolutely out of necessity.
Okay. You might be right on all this. I think he'll be a little bit better. I don't think he's going to be a 6 ERA all year. I'm just saying, if he keeps pitching like he is right now, he could cost them the playoffs. He started 9 games. They've lost 7.
That is a – okay. And this is all hypothetical. If he's still pitching bad and we're getting into that, and Painter's pitching well, that's a conversation that needs to be had.
And especially, like, it'd be if they were in a bad division, they were going to win it anyway. Uh-huh. Like, they're not. They're chasing the Mets.
I don't think if he's still in that position, and we get that far into the season, I think that he would probably go to the bullpen.
Or I'm going to need a phantom injury to the IL. We're going to have to face something
because at that point, Joe, you're pitching bad, and you're trying to roll yourself out there. Painter's pitching better, man. You got to take one for the team.
Yeah, they have a problem on their hands with Nola, and they got to get this thing figured out quickly. Ken in Mays Landing, what's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it, guys? How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
So I look at it this way: 10-7, and I hate to say that. That's a skeptic. 10-7 because we ain't got no committed fans this year because it's whatever the NFL decided to do, man, they came at us. Sorry to steal your phrase, Hugh.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm happy. I'm happy it's catching on. Trying to get Joe to do it. He don't want to play.
Even the two that we've got, the Raiders and Giants, are division rival.
Right.
And division games come up how they come up. And there's a lot of revenge games, too. You don't think the Packers are mad that we did what we did to them? You don't think that, other teams, the Chiefs, we embarrass them. You don't think these teams want to get back at us?
Of course,
though?
Yeah.
And we've got all this. That's a heavy-duty schedule, dude. That is some gnarly stuff going on. And I'm just concerned. I want to make the playoffs. Once we make the playoffs, I think we'll be all right. I'm just also considering health. We've been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Johnson always has his issues. Goddard had his issues. Saquon Barkley, I think this is only the second season in his whole career that he's been healthy the whole time. You know, so I'm thinking about health. And that is a heck of a schedule, guys. That is, I appreciate the optimism of 11 wins, but I'm kind of like 10. And then that Dallas, we were have been their servants prior to the backup quarterbacks playing backup quarterbacks, one of each of the two games for what, one or two seasons?
I think it's even more than that. Yeah, I mean, I think since Jalen became the starter, he and Dak have only faced off 3 out of 9 potential times. Like they
ain't seen each other.
Someone's either hurt or resting almost every time they face off.
And they picked up a receiver who's a little bit of a drama queen, but the dude's got speed. So, I mean, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But anyway, just wanted your thoughts on maybe a couple of the revenge games. These guys might be coming out, going after us. And the Giants are tomato cans, but the Commodores are serious, dude.
I agree with you. Yeah, so. Ken, we're going to get to that, you know, that quadrant in the schedule. Ken, good phone call. I agree. I know some people already are thinking the Commanders are going to come back down. I don't believe that. I think they're serious, and we got to win enough games to get over them in the division. 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people. The final stretch of games here. All right, as we head into our final segment, we've rolled through these games by quadrant by month. Hugh and I are at 9-3 through the first 12 games. Kyle's at 8-4. 5 games to go. We'll go through that. Plus, we're going to let Hugh nerd out about something he saw yesterday. He was very excited before the show. Nothing to do with the guy cleaning the windows.
Nerd out.
We're going to let you do it. All right, 215-592-9490 for your calls, and we'll get to our predictions, our final predictions, win-loss game on the schedule. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.